This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for joining us today. We got a lot to talk about. We got this real cool pill that's a little tiny camera with a little flashy LED light that you could swallow, and they could take pictures of your intestine and stomach, just like some of these other sort of new gadgets that we have in the medical field. And we'll talk about that and how you could probably even Instagram and Facebook those pictures. Not too bad. Crop, Photoshop them. I would love to have as my profile picture a Photoshopped, glossy, shiny picture of my transverse colon. I think that would look really, really hot. Much better than my current Facebook picture. We also have a gentleman who I guess had a tooth that was found growing in his sinus cavity. We'll talk about how he should now take care of that tooth and how long a toothbrush he will need to brush that tooth. No, they'll probably get rid of it. All right. Ebola death toll has risen to 961. We'll give you the latest on that. Any breaking news we have on the Iraq airstrikes, we will also tell you. I know there's definitely a lot of you kind of tuning in and listening to the latest in breaking news, and we'll make sure we give that to you as we get it. So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The other day we were talking about doctors having God complexes, and one of you had written me last night saying, well, don't you guys have God complexes? Don't I, Dr. Dahlia, have a God complex? Don't you act like I know everything? No, I don't act like I know everything. I mean, in fact, I probably talk about more about what I don't know than actually give you guys real hard information of what I do know. So I'm sorry. I don't have a God complex. But I got to tell you guys something. This is your fault. You guys make us feel like God, even though we can't. Okay, there's only one God, right? But if you are upset that your doctor has a God complex, did you ever look at you and blame yourself? All right, here's an example. Okay, you come in, you have some abdominal pain. So I ask you, when was your last bowel movement? What do you say? I don't know. You don't know? How do you not know when the last time you took a poop was? Come on, please. I mean, I could tell by my clothes how long. I mean, right? Like, you know how bruises have ages, right? Okay, really, you don't know? Give me your underwear. Let me take a look at the skid mark. I can figure it out. I don't know. You should know. I should know. I'm not at your house. I'm not sitting with you in the bathroom. God complex. See? You guys think we doctors know when you take a poop. Okay? What medicines are you... Are you taking your medicines regularly? I don't know. You don't know. I don't even know what I'm taking anymore. Well, I gave you this medication. Are you taking it? I don't know. Don't you know? It's in your chart. I know what medicines I wrote you. I have no clue what the hell you're taking. Well, you should know. Why? Because they think we're God. Now, we're not. Okay? Do I believe God really knows when you take your bowel movements and stuff? I'm sure. Do I talk to God? No. God doesn't talk to me. He's giving me signs, but no, he doesn't talk to me. Yeah, I'm not worthy yet. And honestly, I think I'd be really, really scared. Yeah, and doesn't your hair go gray when you talk to God or see God? So I'm kind of already fighting some of my grays as it is. So that's okay. He could just still send the messages. I'll take those messages, and hopefully they're good messages. But quit giving your doctor a God complex by not knowing what the hell is going on with you and expecting the doctor to figure everything out. All right? Of course. I mean, look at this. You give us no tools. Honestly, really? You don't know when the last time you peed was? The last time you took a bite? Do you know what even your stool looks like? No, no, no. I don't look. Why don't you look? I always look at my poop. I have the kids take a look at the poops just in case I don't get the color right. I'll make sure somebody else in the family takes a look so that they have a mental image, a mental photograph of what my poop looks like in case I ever have to go to the doctor or I ever have to go to the hospital, God forbid, and they ask me what color was my poop. All right, I make sure everybody in the family knows every single thing from every sweat gland to every hair follicle to every pimple to every poop. I don't understand why you guys aren't doing the same. Oh, well, my doctor will figure it out. No, sometimes we doctors can't figure it out. Okay, listen, I am not the sharpest tool in the shed. I never have been, okay? I'm studied. I'm very well studied. I'm very well read. I did a lot of school and I got good grades, okay? But I can't read your mind, okay? Well, what did you eat for breakfast? I don't know. Breakfast? Is that what's happening with your guys' memory now? You don't even, you know, remember what you ate for breakfast? I need you guys to get a clue. If you are going to see me as a patient, or you're going to be my listener, or you're going to go to another doctor, just have a clue. Write this stuff down. Oh, I can't write this stuff down because somebody will find it. Well, trust me. If you have a log, right, and somebody on Facebook put a log of logs, if you have a log of your logs, trust me, next to your checking account information, next to your PIN number, I am sure that the bad guy will be more interested in your PIN number than your poops. So you could still go ahead and write that down. Should you email your doctor? Somebody asked me, should you email your doctor your blood pressures, your poops, your urinary output, etc.? Personally, I like to save my email for family members who like to give me guilt trips. So I'm probably not going to be in any mood to read those. But definitely write that stuff down and bring it into your doctor. Those of you that write down your blood pressures, good for you. Those of you who write down your blood sugars, good for you. Those of you who write down what you eat, do I want to sit there for 45 minutes and go through what you ate 2 weeks ago for breakfast? No. But I would like to roughly peruse it, you know, scan it, cliff notes it, okay, so I know what you're doing. I care about that kind of stuff. And it makes you more knowledgeable about what you did. You know, somebody will come in with food poisoning. Where did you eat the last couple days? I don't know. Figure it out. All right? Know your poops. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I fell asleep last night. Who doesn't? And a lot of people don't. And I guess I got woken up in the middle of the night by somebody scratching. And it was one of the cats that did pee-pee bed. Okay, so I basically found myself in a pool of urine on the bed. Not fun at all. I don't understand why the cat... There's like two potty boxes within a five-foot vicinity of the bed. But apparently they like the covers. You know, I had this down comforter for my pre-menopause. All kind of nice and comfy and cuddly and soft. So the cat probably just wanted to put her tushy on that and peed. But that's not what's such a remarkable news story. What's so remarkable is that the other cat tried to cover it up for her. Now, I don't, if the cats do pee-pee house, I don't really do anything. I don't hit him. I don't throw him outside. I don't threaten them. You know, I just get mad. I do the laundry and, you know, I yell at them. But, you know, I love them. You know, just like your kids. You know, your kids could pee up the place and you still keep them. I mean, you know, you're not going to get arrested over it. But the fact that the other cat, who's really even more selfish than the first one, tried to cover up the first one's pee-pee. Right? It's pretty admirable. Now, mind you, because of the second cover-up, that kept me up probably an extra 30 minutes trying to hear him try to scratch and cover up the pee-pee. I threw everything in the laundry in the middle of the night, but now I couldn't go back to sleep. And I came to an epiphany where I realized if you really want a good sleep, just no pets. Or if you want pets, catheterize them. Let them walk around with a catheter. Then you don't have to worry about the scratching, you don't have to worry about the pee-pee, you don't have to worry about the smell. I cannot sleep in wet, and you don't want to. I mean, that's disgusting. It's pee-pee. It's not urine, it's pee-pee, especially the cats, and it's rank pee-pee, too. I don't know what the heck they're drinking. But that's what I, you know, honestly, I don't think you all need Ambien. Just take the dogs, take the cats, get them catheterized, and be done with it. All right, what do we have here? We have here a tooth that was found growing in a man's nose. Doctors in Saudi Arabia found a white bony mass growing in a man's nose. It was an extra tooth growing in his nasal cavity. He's 22 years old. He was having frequent nosebleeds and diagnosed repeatedly with tonsillitis. The rogue tooth was extracted. He's made a full recovery, although I'm sure he would have been willing to just use a longer toothbrush and get up in there. But they decided, nah, we'll take it out. No, I don't even think it's a wisdom teeth. To me, it looks like a premolar. It's hard to tell because all I see is white. Anyway, the nosebleeds, I guess they said, would occur just after a little nasal trauma when he didn't know he had a tooth in there. So he would just kind of rub his nose and it would bleed. It was called an intranasal supernumerary tooth. And it was causing friction in an area of the nasal septum. And I guess, you know, the man had normally aligned teeth. He had great teeth, didn't need dentists, anything like that. Now, doctors from the King Fahd Military Medical Complex in Dharan put the man under general anesthesia and then took out the tooth. 3 months later, the nose healed and the nosebleed stopped. If ever you have continual nosebleeds or continual pain or continual discharge, I think it's a phenomenal idea to have a CAT scan. I love CAT scans. And on CAT scans, that's where they could see, like, you know, fungal balls, abscesses, etc. I don't know why the tooth grew backwards. Apparently, it's really, really rare. They say 3.9% of people have more teeth than usual. They can erupt in unexpected places. He, though, it didn't even look like it tried to go down into his mouth. It just went up into the teeth. And sometimes people will have teeth grow in extra rows. You know, I had a nephew who had a second row of teeth starting. No, you just pull the tooth. You know, I mean, you don't see a lot of this. I mean, you don't see, you know, stars with multiple teeth because they get them fixed. Right? Who's the guy that was doing National Treasure? Why can't I think of his name? Very famous guy from the, why can't I think of his name? Nicolas Cage. Yeah, like he had his teeth fixed. I don't think he had extra supernumerary teeth, but it happens. You just don't know because they get their teeth all done. 3.9% of people have this. Around a third of these mesiodens, I hope I pronounced it right. Sorry, I'm not a dentist. It's a common type of extra tooth found near the incisors. They develop upside down and trout. Good, so it's an incisor. I knew it didn't look like a molar. It looked too frontal for that. All right, so the molars are more in the back. The incisors are more frontal. They don't know why, but it can cause trauma, infection, anatomical malformations. They even say genetic factors. The extra teeth can appear in the palate as a normal-looking extra tooth, or it could grow into the nose. So, any weird, funny stuff, just get yourself checked out. I think a lot of you guys ignore the teeth. I think a lot of your sinus infections, sore throat, pain in the ears, a lot of it is jaw. Do not forget the teeth. Now, there was a study looking at the perfect way to brush your teeth. Now, a lot of you guys, you brush your teeth halfway. I know that. I don't know if I'm allowed to say half-assed, so I'm just going to say halfway. Oh, by the way, speaking of inappropriate things, I was watching CNN today, and someone dropped the F-bomb. I guess they were interviewing one of the refugees from Iraq, and he was talking, and you could see how upset he was, but he dropped a two-syllable F-word on air. The reporter handled it well. You could see him go, no, you know, don't cuss, right? And then, you know, nobody stopped and apologized or made a big thing about it because, again, they were hoping nobody noticed. They were hoping nobody watched or listened. Yeah, that's why, you know, I talked to my bosses a while back. I'm like, don't worry about me cussing because, I mean, nobody's really even going to listen. I'm like, yeah, people do listen, okay? A lot of people listen. No swear words. So I found that very interesting that that got through. But, you know, how else do you handle a live interview? See, every time I get interviewed for TV, it's usually edited. Oh, and boy, do they edit out a lot. Well, Obamacare, bleep and bleep, and bleep, 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 which is why we now call it Obamacare bleep. And I get bleeped all the time. Okay, the perfect way to brush your teeth. University of College London has gotten involved on this, okay? And there is some expert advice, all right? They think that the best way to clean is little gentle scrubs, not the circular motion. A professor of dentistry claims to have come up with the definitive answer, and they say it's very, very easy. Simple, gentle scrub was found to be perfectly effective at keeping gums healthy. A horizontal brushing motion with the brush held like a pencil at a 45-degree angle is sufficient to access dental plaque. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, horizontal. Remember in the olden days as kids, oh my gosh, the hair on the back of my neck is standing up. You brush your teeth horizontal. I remember the commercials in the 70s would show people brushing their teeth like that. Oh my gosh, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about that. And I remember my mom yelling at me, saying never, ever, ever brush your teeth horizontal because it takes away the enamel. So we've always brushed our teeth vertically. But horizontal, see, that's interesting. I don't know. I've never brushed them horizontally. But they say that's a way to do it. All right? The researchers were prompted by a lot of different conflicting advice by dentists, dental associations, toothbrush manufacturers, etc. So Aubrey Shyham, emeritus professor of dental public health, said that many times the way we brush is inconsistent. Now, somebody like, really, we're going to sit here and talk about toothbrushing? Yeah, I think we should, okay? Because if you don't brush your teeth well, you could die of a heart attack, right? That's the latest and the greatest. You could get inflammation, the plaque. Brushing your teeth saves lives. People don't think about it. It saves a lot of money, too, I might add, a lot of money. Because now you don't have to go to the dentist as often. So go to the dentist twice a year. Make sure you brush your teeth. Here's my thing. The reason why I disagree with the horizontal is who is brushing the gums. The reason why that circular motion was suggested with the gums is because what you're doing is you're massaging the gums. When you're massaging the gums, it helps increase circulation. Now, I always thought that some of these toothbrushes are too rough. I like the idea they suggest of a very, very soft, simple sort of toothbrush that is gentle. And I dig that, right? I don't think you should be bleeding every time you brush your teeth. Yeah, you know, in fact, I stopped flossing for a while because my gums would bleed. And my dentist was like, well, duh, that's the whole reason why you floss. I go, yeah, but I just don't want to, you know, it's ugly. And he's like, okay, I want to let my gums heal and then I'll floss. Didn't work. He made me floss. Then my gums healed anyway. So I would rather it be softer. This 45-degree angle, I'd say it's much better than a 180-degree angle. Let me just say that. And then they say hold the brush with a pencil grip rather than a fist, like back in the 70s. I didn't know we were doing things wrong. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, some of you guys are doing your own tattoos, and there are home tattoo kits. I had no idea you could actually do your own tattoos. Unfortunately, some of these kits are contaminated and can cause skin infections. Yes, the FDA is warning. The agency issued a warning after tests confirmed bacterial contamination in unopened home tattoo kits. This has been reported by Drugs.com. They said these tattoo kits were marketed by White and Blue Lion Inc. The FDA has confirmed one case of a skin infection involving a consumer that used the company's tattoo products. I had no idea. The company did recall the products on July 11th, but of course there are concerns by consumers and professional tattoo artists that they may be buying contaminated inks, etc., from other distributors. So if you are going to, I guess, get a tattoo, they say to avoid a no-name brand. Okay, they say you should avoid tattoo inks that have no brand name, carry a dragon logo, and or don't have the name and place of business on the maker or distributor. I wonder what the dragon logo means. If they are sold singly and in kits that have anywhere from 5 to 54 or more bottles of inks of various colors, are marked with lot and batch numbers, and date produced and best if used by. I don't understand that. They're saying you should avoid ones that have that. You guys probably know more about tattoo ink than I do. But I do understand that it could increase infection. And I get very, very nervous when I see people come in and they have a very, very nasty reaction to the process. And here I am doing creams and antibiotics and tetanus shots, etc. This, though, was very, very concerning. Ebola. They said Ebola spread to the U.S. right now is inevitable, according to the health chief. Inevitable. When I first saw that, hold on one second. Sorry about that. I have to type something to my engineer. When I saw this last night, the first thing I said when I saw the CDC said the Ebola outbreak is inevitable, I'm like, uh-oh, what did they do? Oh, no, what did they do? Because remember with the whole anthrax thing, okay? They had issues with the transporting of that. Okay, but no, nothing happened. Nothing happened with the two American Ebola-infected workers that came over. However, right now they are saying, yes, don't be surprised, Ebola will probably come to the United States. Now, what do we do from that? Well, first and foremost, remember, our facilities are not built like they are in other parts of the developing world. And so because we have means and ways to quarantine, means and ways to isolate, etc., hopefully we'll be able to not have the same outbreak degree. I believe the death toll has now risen to about 963, and that's pretty frightening. They say this is the worst Ebola outbreak that they've seen since the 1970s. I mean, we've had Ebola since the outbreaks, but nothing this bad. Apparently, the WHO, right now, they say the death toll from Ebola outbreak of West Africa is at 961 people as of August 6th. 29 deaths accorded between the days 5 and 6 of August. There were 68 new cases, bringing the total to 1,779 of current cases. Four of the new cases were in Nigeria, the most recent country to be affected. No new cases in Guinea, where the outbreak began. Four people died in Guinea, one in Nigeria, 12 in Sierra Leone, and 12 in Liberia. So thus far, it is still contained. And I understand many of you are concerned about us actually bringing workers here that have it. I'm not worried about those workers giving us Ebola. I mean, I am a little shocked that we don't have an offshore facility. I think that would have been smarter. But remember, we have airplanes. We have boats. People can be very easily coming to the United States before they start to show symptoms. Remember, the incubation period could be about 3 weeks of this stuff. So we've already talked about the symptoms, very high fever, rashes, nausea, vomiting, bleeding from the orifices in the later stages. Any flu-type symptoms, I would probably get yourself checked out. Now, luckily, this is happening August. Okay? Flu is going to start coming in the next couple months. I am hoping that they get this contained and no more people die anywhere in this world before flu season. Because I'm telling you right now, once you guys start coming in to the doctor's office with the flu and we hear of one possible Ebola case in the United States, we are talking about mass quarantines. I mean, I don't know how doctors are going to handle this. All right. We had somebody come in the other day with a very high fever. We immediately got them out of the waiting room. We immediately got them into a room so we could check them out. We discovered the source of his fever, luckily, but I'm not going to mess around. So I urge any doctor's office right now to make sure you do have a room that can be separate from your staff, separate from your waiting room, so you can have these patients as sequestrated as you possibly could. Right now, it's not airborne, but I know people are concerned that it could be airborne because of droplet transmission. It's right now, bodily fluids and a real good dose of bodily fluids can expose you. We don't think it's airborne yet. However, for those of us that also outbreak, we were really worried about the air conditioning vents. So sometimes quarantining, depending on the disease, may not be enough. In this particular case, we think the quarantine could be fine until you call the health officials in your state. I don't think you guys have to worry about the air conditioning vents yet. But it's frightening. Like I said, I mean, you know, where I live in Vegas, we start to see high fevers October, November. So we're talking 3 months. And I've already contacted the labs to make sure we have some sort of Ebola testing or screen or something. So that but again, what if it takes a day or two to get the test back? What, I send the patient home? What, I keep the patient quarantined? I am hoping that every city kind of has a clue, already has a plan, and I haven't seen anything, right, you know, contacting us doctors on how we should respond if somebody does walk into our office with Ebola. Do I see people from Africa, West Africa in my office? Absolutely, every day. It doesn't mean Ebola necessarily is here right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if we have some people who were exposed that traveled before we knew a few weeks ago how bad the Ebola outbreak was. They say don't panic again. We'll keep you guys posted as we get any new information. I want to apologize. I'm having little issues here with my computer. So I apologize about the uhs. I usually don't like to say that many uhs. All right. There is a pill cam, a futuristic pill cam that's a tiny camera fitted with a little flashing LED light designed to show up any abnormalities in the human body and let us see pictures of it. This is pretty cool. Well, your doctor, of course. All right, the camera is swallowed like regular tablets. All right, this is kind of like capsular endoscopy. It travels through the body. It takes 18 photos every second. So now we could take a better look at what's going on between your esophagus and your stomach. Well, I'm hoping it also, well, if you swallow it, I don't know how many pictures it's going to get up your throat. But esophagus, small intestine, large intestine, anus, rectum, anus. Dr. Salil Singh, a consultant gastroenterologist who introduced capsule endoscopy to, this is being reported from Great Britain, says there's a huge amount that we are not able to see with usual endoscopy. People find it fascinating. This would have been science fiction 20 years ago. So, even though we've done scopes, many of you have had upper endoscopies, lower, etc., there's only so much you can see. And as you're passing that scope down, there's a lot you can miss. With this, when you swallow, I mean, they're about 11 millimeters. And they're very, very light. And it's very slow as it travels down. That's why as it's going, it's taking pictures. The patient wears a belt. It receives and stores the images to identify conditions like celiac disease, Crohn's disease, etc. Right now they're using it in Europe. And I know we've used capsular endoscopy here. I just don't know if it's as tight as this one. I don't know. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and we have an Android app. You can download those anytime you want. Listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show for free. We also have the GCN Live app as well. You listen to great shows offered by GCN Live. You can go to GCNLive.com or just download the app. After you listen to my show, tons of other shows you can listen to. Really, really good. A lot of good information. A lot of entertaining. Big thanks to Justin, who's working the dials in GCN, who is making the show happen now, coast to coast. Well, we were talking about leaving kids in the car and how ridiculous it is that people are forgetting and we need to come up with something. Well, it looks like somebody listened, and we have a California-based company that has an ankle bracelet for babies. It's called Sprouting Baby Monitor. And what it is, it's an anklet that attaches to a baby's leg in tandem with an app. And the device helps parents ensure their baby's well-being by monitoring their movement, sound levels, and more. So it's like a now like a portable baby monitor. Apparently, it also tracks their temperature as well. So if your child is too hot, let's say because he has a fever, etc., you'll know. If you left your child in the car, hopefully it notifies you as well. I still don't get that. Oh, my gosh, people. They're your kids, for crying out loud. Anyway, it's called Sprouting Baby Monitor. It has a wearable band, a small charger, and a mobile app. The company is headquartered in San Francisco, California. The device is going to be about $299. It goes on sale in 2015. They take 16 different measurements every second to help parents understand what's going on with their baby. It syncs to the app, provides data to the parents, and multiple phones could be connected at one. I think this is brilliant. It's a waterproof wristband. It could also say if you've been out in the sun too long. I guess the band changes color from yellow. Oh, no, this may be another. This is another wristband. I saw this. There's a wristband that I saw this. This is very interesting. It changes color from yellow to pink when they think you've been out in the sun too long. It's very interesting. It's only about $170 each. Scottish scientists developed it as a cheaper, more effective way to reduce skin cancer. The wristband sensitivity to UV light means it can alert the wearer to the danger before it's visible on the skin. It's called Smart Sun. Smart Sun monitor, they say, works through a color change created by an acid release agent, which detects UV light, and a dye responding to pH levels. This was developed by Dr. Professor Andrew Mills and Dr. Michael McFarlane. Wow, good for them. That's pretty, pretty cool. Okay, going back to the little baby bracelet, let's say the baby's starting to wake up a little bit. You know, it's interesting. You know, when I was, my kids were younger, okay, I mean, when they would wake me up, they were already in a full-blown cry, a full-blown scream at the time. So they could have been probably slowly waking up for 20 minutes. You know how awesome it is to be able to get there before they fully wake up, rearrange, change the temperature, make sure the baby's happy, and then you can go back to sleep? Not to mention, you can also make sure the kid isn't struggling for air with SIDS. This could be an absolute lifesaver. So the other thing, too, which is very interesting, is let's say you're watching TV in the other room, and the baby is hearing the TV, okay, or the boom, boom. Some of you guys have surround sound, all right, and that's jolting up the baby. Then you'll know that it's bothering the baby. It kind of gives you, this is so cool, it kind of gives you an inside look, because babies can't talk. All they do is complain. So, you know, baby monitors have been around for over 75 years. I had no idea, 75 years. I remember baby monitors in the 80s. I don't remember them before then, obviously. So it's called Sprouting. Really cool stuff. I would definitely check that out. Speaking of toddler, didn't a little toddler sneak in to the White House gate and it caused a security alert? Don't worry, the baby wasn't shot. I guess the baby snuck in through the gate. Those gates are very thin. They're very narrow. I'm really, really surprised by that. All right, baby's good. Okay, a lot of people giggled. Secret Service had their hands full. This, unfortunately, was a sad case. We have a 16-year-old who died after sprinting in football practice from Western Pennsylvania because he had a heart tumor. This was not a cancerous growth. It was non-cancerous. And they said he had died from natural causes. But he had worked out. He had sprinted. As he was walking off the field, he just dropped. There were paramedics on the scene already. They worked on him. Unfortunately, he died an hour later. The Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association last year started requiring schools to hold 3 days of practice to get players used to the heat before they were starting to have contact drills. They instituted the rule because of an increase in heat-related player deaths nationwide in recent years. This is such a shame. He's just a 16-year-old boy. Apparently the temperature on Wednesday when this happened was about 80 degrees, some mild humidity, not usually as hot as most 90-degree August days. But this is pretty concerning where, they were wearing helmets and shoulder pads, etc., full gear. But, I've talked about how all of our athletes should definitely have an ultrasound of the heart. I know that's probably not something that Obamacare would pay for, but I think if you have a child that is going to be doing any sort of heavy exercise to ultrasound the heart, sometimes you cannot hear the murmur. And if we have a child who is, either hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is usually the number one cause of kids dying on the field, usually that has a murmur. There's a sound to the heart. Yet for people that would have this, which is a very rare thing, a tumor on the heart, who knew? All right. Now, I've diagnosed a tumor on the heart because the patient thought she had asthma. She came in saying she had been diagnosed with asthma for a while. Now the asthma is kicking in, so she needs more inhalers. And we talked about this. So when I checked her asthma was actually really good. I'm like, you have asthma? What? What's going on? Well, I have asthma. I go, stop saying asthma. What's going on? Well, I'm having trouble breathing. I'm like, okay, well, you're having some trouble breathing. Now let's take a look at this. So we did a chest x-ray. Heart looked a little funny. We did the EKG. Looked just a little funny. Had the cardiologist take a peek because something wasn't right. She had a tumor on the heart, atrial myxoma. It got fixed. Got taken out. And, thank God nothing happened. But, whoa. So for any of your kids that say they get super winded when they work out, get some chest pain when they work out, etc., or just for poops and giggles, go ahead and get them checked. Get an ultrasound done. It's not that expensive. I know a cardiologist group in my town, Children's Heart Center, says they'll definitely look at the kids, and they don't charge that much. They know that this is a big concern for parents. And usually insurance, if you have health insurance, they will cover an echocardiogram. Because if you have shortness of breath or chest pain, that should be a diagnosis code allowing it. And you adults, too. You marathon runners out there, please go and get an ultrasound of your heart. See what the heart size looks like. See how it functions. On the ultrasound, the echocardiogram, they look at the functioning. And they can tell your ejection fraction, etc. If you aren't ejecting enough blood throughout the body, all right, that could cause sudden death. Okay, if you go into heart failure, if you have clogged arteries, make sure your kids are getting their cholesterol checked. Make sure your kids are being checked for blood sugar. We're seeing a huge growth in diabetes in our teenagers. We're having teenagers more and more diagnosed with diabetes. One, because of the obesity. Two, because I think some of these fake foods we've been eating are messing with our pancreas. Just don't look at your kid as a kid and go, well, I don't have to worry about this stuff because he's just a kid. Look at your kid and go, look, he could be an adult. Okay, he's built like, there could be something else going on. And that's a big, big mistake that a lot of people make. They're like, you know what, the kids don't have to worry about their hearts till they're 40. That's bullcrap. Because unfortunately, we're seeing teenagers die. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, if ever you want to send in your questions, you can also do so at drdahlia.com. That's our website, drdahlia.com. Don't go away. I got to fix this computer. Be right back.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome! BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Block It Pocket at BlockItPocket.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.